It's 1 minute past one. I'm here. Barry's here.
Hello.
Dave's here.
Hello.
All right, so Barry, before we do the podcast, let's play Guess the Footballer that I saw when I was cycling over Blackfriars Bridge, and I saw him in the back of a taxi. Away you go, Barry. Yes, no questions.
Is he a current professional?
No.
Is he over 50?
Yes.
Is he a defender?
Nope.
Is he a midfielder?
No.
Oh, he's a striker?
Yes.
And you said he's over 50?
Yes.
Is he very well known?
Yes.
Is he an English man?
Yes.
Is he an English international?
Yes.
Couldn't have been Jimmy Greaves, would it?
No.
Jeff Hurst?
No.
God, I'm going to run out of... is he over 60?
No. Well, I don't think so, okay, no. Right. No, no. Between 50 and 60, I reckon.
I should know it by now.
People are guessing on the Facebook. Yusuf says Beardsley. No. You can't look at those, Barry.
I genuinely am struggling to think of anyone.
Mm. It's pretty tough to get this one.
Did you know him immediately?
Yes.
Did he immediately recognize
yes.
him? Am I going to kick myself
yes.
when I don't get it?
Yes.
Martin Peters?
No.
He's not. This can't be very entertaining.
For well, anyone. We're going to crack on.
We're not.
There we are.
I give up.
You can't give up.
I am giving up.
You literally
up.
Cannot
no,
give
I
up.
I can give
it's
up.
An England centre forward who's very well known.
Yeah, but over 50 or maybe over 60.
Not over 60.
I've gone through the only
not
ones
over
I can
60.
Think of.
You're going over 80. just Google to check he's not sort of 49, but I reckon he's over 50.
I don't want to play anymore. I quit. I've quit.
How can you quit?
Because I can't think of
can
anyone.
You think of any England? No.
Gary Lineker.
Yes, well done.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Gary Lineker's about 38.
How old's Gary Lineker? Can we Google how old Gary Lineker is? We're Googling it right now.
I could have got Gary Lineker 10 minutes ago.
Well,
he's not in the right age bracket.
Well, you think Gary Lineker is under 50?
Yeah.
I think he's 52. There you go. Mark Morris, 56.
Is he?
56. Right, know your ages there.
It's well on it.
56.
So unless it's his birthday during the week, I'll... Just
no,
when Gary
not
Lineker's
for you. We'd do it for you. Anyway, right. Here are the best bits of
I
our
bet
show.
There's not 10 watching now.
13. Ooh. There you go. Here are the best bits of our show. What we'll put in? We'll put in the opening chat, the Premier League review, Ian Carvalho's guess the attendance, the news review.
Carvalho's was a farce. It was my fault.
It was your fault.
Technical issues.
Rob says do a swear. Barry, go and swear for the people.
I'm not a performing monkey.
All right. See you later. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the world's biggest sports radio station. It is Talk Sport. This is the warm-up. Max Rushton and Barry Glendenning here until 1 in the afternoon. Hello, Barry. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, you look good in your new glasses.
Thank you.
Had an exciting night, haven't you?
Well, yesterday.
Yesterday had an exciting night.
You're lucky I'm here, to be honest.
Because you've become incredibly famous. Just so you know, we're live on Talk Sport. We're also live on Facebook, which is it's the new thing, Barry. And what it means is we can't swear in the breaks.
I know.
Or say what we really think about the people, just generally.
Yeah.
People around about, people who troll us, people who work here, all those things. We have to be sensible for 2 hours.
But the
hours.
Thing is, I tend to forget we're on the Facebook
yeah.
and say those things anyway. And it's only a matter of time before I get one or both of us in very serious trouble.
Now, there are 2 important things we have to do right at the top of the show. One is my little quiz.
Mm-hmm.
For you, Barry, which I know you don't like that sort of game, but we'll do it in a minute. But also, you know, we're talking about social media and it's the world we live in now. And you've found new fame as a sort of Would you say a Twitter troll or a Twitter vigilante? What are you, Barry?
I had a brief but important cameo
right
in this vicious Twitter spat between Piers Morgan and J.K. Rowling. Mm. Which,
let's face it, that's a top four clash, isn't it? They're both going for Champions League.
That's Super Sunday material, you know, 4 o'clock.
Is. Yeah, it is. Morgan versus Rowling.
Listeners would probably have heard of this by now, but Morgan, the comedian Jim Jefferies, Efton Jeffried at Piers Morgan.
He really did, didn't he?
On an American chat show on
Friday.
I'm
obviously objective. I'm not going to let you know if I thought it was fun to watch or not.
Yeah.
But it really was.
J.K. Rowling, who is not a Piers Morgan fan, tweeted about how much she had enjoyed watching him get monstered by Jim Jefferies. And then Piers Morgan tweeted back that, you know, this is why I've never read a word of Harry Potter, because he had had this premonition that in 20 years' time, the author of the book would insult him on a social media platform that hadn't yet been invented.
Yeah.
So, when he tweeted that, I saw his tweet and it rang a bell in the back of my mind that I had seen a column he'd written a couple of years ago in which he compared Lance Armstrong to Voldemort from the Harry Potter series.
Yeah, the nasty
books.
Voldemort, yeah.
And I dug out this column and retweeted it. And it suggested that not only had Piers Morgan read the books, but he had a forensic knowledge of the books and the motivations and shortcomings as a man and a human being. Is Voldemort a human being? I don't really know.
I think he was at some point. I don't want a spoiler for those who are yet to read all the books. I think he was a human at some point.
Right,
he?
Okay.
But lost his nose, Voldemort, in an aerial challenge with Cyril Regis early in his career, yes.
Oh, dear.
And so that's why he doesn't have a nose anymore.
So anyway, my tweet was brought to J.K. Rowling's attention.
Yeah.
She retweeted it.
Okay, big.
To
that's
her,
a big moment.
Like, 9 million followers.
Right.
And then my laptop basically exploded.
Okay. And have you had offers to be on Celebrity Love Island?
Well, I was thinking I wasn't even going to bother coming in here now because I think I've gone up a level of fame.
I think you have, yeah.
I should be on the news quiz on a Friday on the BBC with Miles Jupp, Jeremy Hardy and Francis Ween.
Yeah, you're part of the satirical group, aren't you?
Last night, JK and I went to the Groucho Club.
Did you?
We played pool with Stephen Fry and Tim Lovejoy.
Oh, what a day that would have been.
It was fun.
Okay, so, right, here's what we're going to do today. We've got the agenda. Point one, we talk about cafes. If you've never heard the show before, we have an agenda.
So I don't want to brag, by the way, and not that I've been counting.
No.
I'm drowning in a tsunami of likes.
Oh, okay.
And retweets. Yeah. 13,976 likes.
Yeah.
3,000.
You're almost choking with the emotion. Is the really sad point of this, you can remember what Piers Morgan wrote 2 years ago?
I would say yes. That's probably
total tragedy for you. All right, so here's how the show works. We have a 10-point agenda. If we achieve everything on the agenda, well done us. If we don't, it doesn't matter. Nothing really matters. Okay, point one, we talk about cafes. Point two, Max and Barry's Premier League review is here. Point three, Barry v. Justin Morehouse in Guess the Attendance.
I haven't done any training for this, by the way.
Wow.
I see Justin, he had a couple of gigs this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if he gets distracted standing on stage trying to figure out how many people are in the room preparation for, you know, just keep his eye in.
You're
for
probably right.
The big event
absolutely
on a Sunday
right.
morning.
It's good estimation of people and crowds that he's done.
Because he's popular. He'd be getting bigger attendances than some League 2, League 1 matches,
it's
you
true,
know.
It's true. Point four, we find out what Alan McAnally is wearing. Point five, Omid Jalili talks Chelsea. Point six, we take Ray Stubbs to another place. Point seven, we find out if Phil Brown has more tellies than David O'Leary. Point eight, we raise our game for the Ben Shepherd 3 minutes. Ben and Cammy in the front seat. In the back seat of the car today will be Peter Reid and Paul Jewell.
That's going to be quite the session, isn't it?
It really is. Point nine, we'll talk Swansea with a former boxing champion. The tenth point does not exist anymore. I'm not allowed to tell you about it. So, I saw, Barry, a footballer, ex-Premier League footballer, in a cafe. I sat next to him in Cafe Nero in Bond Street. The yes or no game.
You've already ruined this for me.
Why?
Because that was going to be one of my questions.
Was
it a greasy spoon?
Okay. All right. Anyway, far away. Yes or no questions for you to work out who are there. By the way, a text just coming saying, Barry, we are not worthy. Legend of TalkSport. Well, for today only, top job, son.
He's right.
Yes.
You aren't worthy, so enjoy it, because I probably won't be here next week.
No, you probably won't.
Right. How many questions do I get?
Oh, as many as you like. We've got to get to an answer. Could go on for 2 hours. If it does, that's the show done.
Right. Current player?
No.
Right. No. English?
Yes.
Yes. International?
No.
No.
Like you're writing no, yes, no down. That helps you.
Has he ever played for Arsenal?
No.
English, not international, not a current player. Is he under 50?
I don't know, but probably. Right. It's around there, I'd say.
Is he better known, sort of, to the general public than Mickey Quinn?
No. That's hard, isn't it? That's a hard sort of family fortunes question. I think if you ask a lot of people, I think Quinny's better known.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He was talking with two builders, I think, about some business thing. But I was trying to eavesdrop, but I couldn't really get, a whole grasp of the story. That's not going to help you.
Did you recognise him instantly?
I had to have two looks.
Right.
I just could have sworn that. And then I heard them calling him by his first name. I was like, yeah, it is, yeah.
Right, there's probably some really obvious question I'm not asking, but...
You started down quite a good run. One question about... I can't help you,
Was it Gary Mabbutt?
No. I hope you're not just going to do out shots from here.
No.
Because we've got a break in a minute.
God. Is he a black footballer or a white footballer?
White. Yes. No.
Okay. Is he... You sure it isn't Gary Mabbutt?
Yes.
Certain?
100%.
Could it have been Gary Mabbutt?
No.
But you mistook him for someone else?
No.
Right.
I mean, there are literally people... Hey, this is one of those, can't get in my car. Not because of the high quality of the radio, because of how annoying you're being. And people going, there are some obvious questions.
I know there are, and I can't think... I'm under the pressure of live radio.
Yeah, okay.
With an ad break looming.
Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to get to... I'm time-wasting to get to the... I've basically brought the ball into the corner to get to the ad break so I can think of some good questions during
the
ad break.
We're firing on here. Come on.
Is he largely associated with his time at one particular club?
Yes.
Does he work at TalkSport?
No.
Does he work in the media?
No.
The wider media?
No.
Were you, when you saw him, were you kind of thinking, crikey, I haven't seen or heard of him in...
Yes.
Oof. Oh, this is a toughie. Has his name ever come up in Culver House?
Yes, it has.
Has his name come up in Culver House regularly?
I wouldn't say he's not a Steve Vickers, but he's, you know.
Wasn't he in Culver House?
No. Imagine.
That would be too good.
Come on, Barry. Clubs and positions. That narrows it down.
Oh, sorry. Right? Yes, of course. Is he a midfielder?
Yes.
Is he a winger?
No.
Is he, so he's around 50, white, winger.
No, he's not a winger.
Or sorry, central midfielder.
Yes.
Oh, God. This is going to go on till 1 o'clock.
It's fine.
He was drinking coffee in a London coffee shop.
Yes.
Is he largely associated with a London club?
Yes.
Spurs?
Yes.
Oof. Oh. Now I'm just going to show off my complete ignorance of Spurs central midfielders of the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Mike Hazard?
No. Do you want a clue?
Yeah.
Okay. Younger than Hazard.
I don't know what age Hazard is.
Well, he's older than this guy.
There are people sitting in cars and kitchens now,
screaming this man's name. Screaming Vinny Samways in the car. It's not Vinny Samways.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm sorry, Spurs fans. I'm letting you all down here.
Producer says we have to break. Come on, Barry.
Oh, thank God.
Come on, Barry.
No, we have to break.
Come on.
No, the sponsors, they're important. They pay our wages.
We'll continue the questioning on Facebook Live. Back in a minute.
Max and Barry's Premier League review on TalkSport.
On the Facebook, Ronnie says Barry could do with moving up a size in jerseys. Could be all right for radio. I think it fits you. All right, Premier League yesterday. Where do you want to start, Barry? You brought your notes in, which is good, isn't it?
I think we should start at Manchester United Watford.
Why?
Purely because Jose Mourinho, there was proof. He's obviously a listener because he was taking notes. He had a little spiral jatter, which I think he's had with him since his Chelsea days, because the spirals are blue.
Oh, I don't think nice to know that he uses up all of his stationery and he doesn't get a new one every time.
Or maybe Manchester United are just too tight to provide him with club stationery. I don't think Manchester United fans would be happy to see their manager using a jotter that has a blue viral spiral. Viral spiral.
The only notes I've got is...
I'm going to give up trying to say that, but you know what I mean.
I was very impressed with Mkhitaryan's... I think he managed to kick the ball out of Old Trafford when he had one chance and he kicked it so high.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed that. And there was an excellent bit of commentary, which I think is rude, so I won't read it out, but it was what Mata did to Prödel when he moved away from him. But I'll show it to the Facebook people.
Prödel already sounds like an unpleasant medical procedure.
Well, I'm workshopping a joke about the Fagulis. West Ham, West Brom, but I don't think you need to workshop it much, but anyway,
have
I'm waiting.
Got a touch of the Fagulis?
I'm just waiting for Fagulis to catch a ball in the God help us all. Anyway, let's talk about that game.
Again, you want us to go to the Edinburgh Festival.
Hey, West Ham 2.
You've got your gag about
Marco Gabbiadini. It's a good one, isn't it?
Which Gary Lineker nicked it.
Well, do you want to do the Sunderland? I tweeted that out. You know, I hope Marco Gabbiadini didn't celebrate when he scored at his former club. And obviously, anyone under 25 just didn't have a clue what I was talking about.
Well, Marco Gabbiadini was like a goal machine in, the late 80s for Sunderland?
Yeah.
He basically scored just a goal a game merchant. It was unheard of at the time.
Anyways,
now he's a very successful hotelier.
And
he has been on our show.
And doing the business for Southampton. Lovely turn for Marco Gabbiadini's second goal. When do you think the last time there was an 8-goal swing for a football team? Like 1-4-0
like
last
week. The Dems in the last election.
That's who Sunderland are. Anyway. And I like the idea. I like it when football becomes Sunday League. And at 2-0 down, somebody in that Sunderland team would have said, come on, lads, we've got to just keep playing for pride. And a minute later, they were 4-0 down, which is very impressive. And there was a moment where David Moyes, it literally cut to him for 1 second, and he just lay back and just said one word that begins with F. And that was it. Claude Puel, Peter Odemwingie was on Fantasy Football last year, and I hadn't done a lot of research on
it. Last week.
Last week, yes. So it all melts into one, doesn't it? And he had... Claude Puel was his manager at Lille. And I just hadn't done enough Claude Puel research about quite how much he'd done in the game and how impressive he was at Lille and going to the San Siro and beating AC Milan in those days. So when he arrived over here, in a sort of Marco Silva way, and they go, oh, who's he? Hasn't done anything. And actually, quite a good manager.
He's not as handsome as Marco Silva.
Oh, well, on the Arsenal Hull thing, I've written Marco Silva. Where do we place him in the league of best-looking managers? I mean, he's almost straight in the top.
In with a bullet, number one.
Do you think so?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, Pep and Jose a few years ago, maybe.
I think he's
cut above them.
He's definitely better looking than Pep.
If Flores was still in
Pep's
there...
Pep's not an ugly man. He's a very good-looking man.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Marco Silva is in with a bullet. My only criticism, and it's very...
petty.
Do you think he could lose a pound or two?
No, I think a little bit
of a sort of Joey from Friends.
Well, I'm in no position to criticise anyone for having jowly features.
No.
I would say his lips are a little bit too rubbery.
Okay. Anyway,
if I was kissing him,
yes,
I think that could be a problem. Okay. But as arm candy, just, you know, when I'm going to the premiere of J.K. Rowling's next West End show, whatever.
You'd take silver on your arm over Pulis.
Oh, arm candy. I mean,
you wouldn't want Pulis there.
Yeah. The paparazzi would be begging us to pose in front of that billboard covered in ads.
Absolutely. We should just say Hull were unlucky because it was a handball and they should have had, and Gibbs should have been sent off.
Mark Clattenburg apologised at half time.
It's nice of him, isn't it?
I'd like to know how that apology was received. You know, did he knock on the door and go, lads, that's my Geordie accent,
he would have
by the way.
Pursed his rubbery lips and Marco Silva and just kissed him on both cheeks. Morning, everybody. You are listening to the warm-up on TalkSport. Max Rushton, Barry Glendenning here until one. After us, Mark Saggers, Jim Proudfoot, Ray Houghton. A live and exclusive national radio commentary of Burnley versus Chelsea. We'll get the team news there as soon as it comes in. We'll chat to them before the game as well. Right now, though, Barry, are you ready for a game of Ian Carvalho's?
You're ready for this?
Please never do that again.
I'm ready.
Right, let's go.
Be gentle.
The music.
Steve Slade.
I can't hear any Culverhouse music.
It's playing. Your headphones are probably turned down, Barry.
Okay, I can't concentrate. Okay, hold on. It's all right.
Yeah, I got it. Barry, really? Such a pro. Okay, I'll start again.
Right, sorry, everybody.
Okay. Game in Culverhouse, let's go. Steve Slade.
Chris Kwamya.
Rory Allen.
Imre Varadi.
Peter Fear.
Tommy Gaynor.
Reese Wilmot.
John Shijozi.
David Kerslake.
Paul Warhorse.
Mark Hazelwood.
Now my headphones are too high. Peter Hooker.
Kobe Jones.
Mickey Ginn.
Frank Yallop.
Eric Young.
Steve Anthrobus.
Steve Sedgley.
Carlton Fairweather.
Gary Bennett.
Martin Hayes.
Ian Culverhouse.
Oh, well done.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM. The warm-up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the warm-up on Talk Sport. Max Rushton, Barry Glendenning here until one. In just a moment, today's contestant for Footballers on Ice is Phil Brown. We will find out if he's nice. Just some reaction to Culverhouse, Barry. Jerry, what the bleep rules of Ian Culverhouse? Penguinland, good game of Culverhouse, but the ref was terrible. Joshua, an absolute car crash of Culverhouse.
It was awful. It was my fault.
Thanks, Barry Glendenning, for ruining my weekend.
It was a technical issue. Slavin Bilic had removed the jack from my headphones and slammed it on the ground.
Dan Elliott said, pulled out Steve Slade and still lost. Well played, Barry Glendenning. And Chris says, gamesmanship at the start there from Barry. Totally threw Max off his rhythms. Hashtag headphone stitch up. Thanks very much. Keep that reaction coming in. John says in full Donald Trump capitals, what are the rules of that game? I listen every week. I've looked on the website to no avail. Sad face. Anyway.
Not looking the right place.
Exactly right. TalkSport.com/warm-up. You'll find them. Phil Brown is today's contestant for Footballers Are Nice. Big moment for him in his career, I'm sure. Good afternoon, Phil.
Massive moment, absolutely massive.
Are you nervous, or do you think you'll be okay?
Very, very nervous, very nervous.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you know how this works, Phil, but we ask you a very technical question to kick it off, and it is this: Phil Brown, Hartlepool, Halifax, Bolton, Blackpool, 652 appearances as a footballer. Wow,
that's a lot of
appearances.
He
must be awfully tired. Managed Bolton, Derby, Hull, Preston North End, and currently South End manager. Are you nice, Phil Brown?
Oh, I think I'm tremendously nice.
Now, do you do anything nice? Because on the spectrum of niceness, we've had everything. Asmir Begovic with his own charity foundation. Johnny Jackson promised to start a foundation.
Hold on, yeah? Can I stop you there? We had Phil on the phone while he was running the London Marathon for charity.
Now, that is a good point. You know, Mickey Quinn was on and said he wanted money. So the spectrum's big. Phil, as Barry there has proved already, you are nice. Do you do anything nice apart from that marathon run?
Well, I do a lot of charity work, I've got to say. Yes, I play for Sparks Charity at the golf events.
Oh, yeah.
In various places around London, seeing as I'm southern-based now. Mm-hmm. I am planning on doing the South End Marathon this year, again, for raising money for charity. I think it's a great charity, Sparks. I think, you know, underprivileged kids who are born into... well, a bad deck of cards, basically. You get a wrong hand as early as what you get when you're a child. And, you know, I think it's a charity that I love working hard for.
Yeah, Max can identify, you know, growing up on the mean streets of Cambridge.
Central CB1, Phil, I got out.
The mean streets of Cambridge, I love it.
Yeah.
I was the only one in a gang. No one else was there. It was just me on my own in my bedroom.
Were there any ghettos? Oh,
of course, of course. Okay, Phil, you've done that. I wanted to ask, what's your PB for the marathon?
Personal best is 4:37, I'm afraid.
No, that's all right.
Because I did my first one when I was 55. It was a foolish trick of mine. I should have done one about 29:30 when I had a good aerobic capacity. But you know,
are you saying you're past? You're not past your prime, though, Phil. You look great. The solariums of Southend.
The solariums.
All right, let's crack on with these questions, Phil. You've qualified. You are nice. You are allowed to answer these 16 questions. Here we go.
Ooh.
If Barry and I were to come for dinner, Phil Brown, what would you cook for us?
Oh, I do my finest steak. I do a nice fillet steak with a pepper sauce. Oh,
nice. Well, anything on the side, or is it just a plate of meat?
I do actually like making my own chips. I've got this special recipe where they're called Tuscan chips. Okay. I don't know if you've seen it on one of the cookery programs. You've heard of French fries. These are sort of Italian-based chips. They're lovely.
Oh, excellent.
Do you triple fry them like Grant Holt?
No, I just do it twice.
Oh. If you were coming to our house for dinner, Phil, and we asked if there was anything in particular you didn't want to eat, what would you say?
Anything I particularly didn't want to eat? Oh, dear me. No, far from it. I would sample anything. If you were doing an experiment on me, I'd have a go at it. I'd have a taste.
Monkey brains it is.
With an anthrax zoo. It'll be yummy.
Yeah, we'll have a double. We'll have a double.
Do you do your own laundry, Phil?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good man.
Do you recycle, Phil?
Sorry, I don't.
Oh, Phil, letting us slide down here.
I know. That goes right down the pan.
I know. The polar bears. The polar bears are switching off in their droves. When did you last take public transport, Phil, like a bus or a train?
I do it fairly regular. The train service into London from Southend is better than any car drive on the 13 or the 127. So I get the train fairly regularly into Southend, into Liverpool Street, if I've got a bit of business in London.
Okay. What's your favourite insect, Phil Brown? A lot of people have struggled with this one.
Mm. I find this one a really difficult question. I've got on a Sunday when we've won, a Sunday morning, I would definitely entertain butterflies, ladybirds. But when we've been beaten, it's more cockroach, you know. So we got turned over at Millwall yesterday, so I'm going to say cockroach.
Okay. That's the first outing for a cockroach. Emmanuel Frimpong said antelope, just so you know, Phil. It was a great moment. Phil, do you own a onesie? And if so, do you wear it?
No, my son bought me a onesie about 2 Christmases ago, and it was camouflage. It was absolutely awful.
You can't find it now, can you not?
I can't. and I can't find it. Yeah, but my son's, I don't know, he's got a funny sense of humour, and he decided to buy me a onesie. Never had an outing. Never.
Oh, go on. Just one day, right, after a good victory, get into Southend in your camouflage and just go away stealthily, hiding behind things and popping out, and it's like Phil Brown in camo. I love that.
Never going to happen.
Your question, Barry.
What's your favourite cheese, Phil?
Oh, dear me. I like a Stilton, I've got to say it. I like a blue vein in the Stilton. The stronger, the better. I really do.
Phil, you're on death row. Sorry about that. We had 1 hour to go. Which TV show do you settle down to watch?
Oh, an hour to go. Just an hour. I like movies, I've got to say it, but an hour to go.
Well, we'll give you 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I've been watching. I've been watching them famous train journeys, Michael Portillo. And I've been fascinated by it. He's done England now. He's been across Ireland, and now he's in America. So I'm following that at the moment. Fascinated. Train travel.
Did he go from Southend to Liverpool Street?
I've never been on the same train as Michael Portillo, but that's me. That's one of my ambitions.
That could be a new question.
You've got to have goals, Phil.
Phil, if you could only eat one fruit for the rest of time, Phil, what would it be?
Pineapple.
Great answer.
How many toilets do you have, Phil?
In the training ground, we have 6 or 7, but at home, I only have one.
Oh, just the one. You're bottom of the league. Mark Swartz's got 9, Phil. Got to up your game here.
Does that make you a better person, then?
Well, that's a good question.
He could be lying. It's happened before.
It has.
To make himself sound more a man of the people.
That's true. Yeah, there is a Premier League footballer, Phil, who lied about the number of toilets he had. We're trying to get him back on to apologise because he didn't want to sound too big time. He said 3, and it was a lot more than that. Do you have more televisions than David O'Leary? He told Tony Cascarino he had 11.
No, I don't. Nowhere near that, I'm afraid. For my house, I had 5. Okay. That's at this moment in time, I'm down to single TV.
Right. 1-1. Good for you.
What kind of pant do you prefer, Phil? Are you loose, tight, jockey, boxer? John Hartson goes commando all the time. Mm. So does Perry Groves.
That's not a pretty scene, no. That is here. I've got a pair of Paddy Power lucky pants, which I did the marathon in, actually.
Did you wear shorts as well? You did wear shorts over the top of them.
Oh, yes, I covered them up. But I'm jockeys, definitely jockeys, loose.
Are you better looking than West Brom's Jonas Olsen?
Oh, 100%, yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you smell nicer than Michael Carrick, Phil?
I'm going to say yes,
is my guess.
I'd have to question this one, but I do like I was going to say my perfumes there. I do like my aftershaves. Okay. Yes, I would have said yes, I do.
Okay. I'm a jupe man. What about you?
Oh, you're a jupe?
Yeah.
What does even mean? Anyway, are you nicer than Linvoid Primus, Phil?
I've got to say, I've never met Linvoid, but he apparently is a great guy, but I think I'm nicer.
Well, you're not, because he has an MBE for being nice. But listen, Phil, you are clearly nice. Thanks for playing. Did you have a nice day?
I had a fantastic day. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Time now for the news review of the week. Good afternoon. Following last week's disastrous news review of the week, Pep Guardiola tells TalkSport it takes huge guts of Max and Barry, particularly Max, to attempt the feature again.
I want to give them real credit.
The listening figures were in this week. They were record-breaking, up to 6 million on the radio and up to 24 on Facebook. And considering this show is trying something different rather than another phone-in on the future of Arsene Wenger, it's not a huge step to call it groundbreaking. Mark Hughes says...
Quite predictable, really, wasn't it?
Thanks, Mark. Mick McCarthy, if you could describe the whole of Max and Barry's show in 2 words.
Unpalatable and unacceptable.
Well, we've got you, Mick. What night is cuddle night in the McCarthy household?
Tuesday night.
Good to know. Steve McLaren, what do you think of that perfume commercial where that man hastily arranges a press conference and says he's not going to be the man we all expect him to be, then everyone whispers, and it's absolutely got nothing to do with perfume?
I think it was a great advert.
Chris Houghton, in a dinner party setting, this is a good one, how would you describe the hummus, tzatziki and baba ganoush?
I think these are the little dips that you have.
In a TalkSport exclusive, Spurs striker and all-round nice guy Harry Kane sat down with us this week and explained his desire to get caught in a 3-in-a-bed romp with Alan Brazil and the Moose.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I've said that before.
Yeah, he wouldn't be the first, eh, David Moyes?
It felt good.
Jurgen Klopp's doing it right now.
In this moment, obviously, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't look good.
Claudio Ranieri, what is this 3-year contract to be Leicester manager?
I think this is more for you than for me.
Apologies in advance. Claudio Ranieri, where did that smell come from?
Came from the bottom.
I guess you need to know. I guess you need to go. Coincidentally, so do I.
You have to do your job. I have to do my job.
And finally, Steve Bruce.
In and around the bottom area where we're going to be, and I've had plenty of experience of it.
And that is the Talk Sports News Review of the Week. It's time now for the quiz that is taking the nation by storm. It is Guess the Attendance. What began as just an Irishman guessing numbers has turned...
It's basically an Irishman shouting numbers and being told he's wrong.
By a Mancunian.
Yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, Justin Morehouse.
Good morning, hashtag poised.
Yeah, how are you?
A little bit tetchy, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, why?
Because, I was all ready for the game.
Yeah.
And then you just sort of like... I think, Max, I'll be honest with you, you did a disservice.
Do you think so?
Yeah. There was sarcasm in your voice. And, you know... Either go for it or don't go for it. Because this is... Yeah. To be frank,
go hard or go home, Max.
You're right.
To be honest, you know, you flirted with TV. It didn't do you well. It was giving you a home, you know. And now you seem to be mocking, you know, the bosom... You know, of Talk Sport.
You're absolutely right. And you know, what could happen is, if I don't take this seriously, you know, Alan Brazil will steal it, won't he? Jim White will steal it.
Well, Justin, I tweeted you during the week to ask, because you were publicising some of your upcoming gigs.
Yes.
And I asked if it was a distraction as you tried to do your material. You know, you're looking out at all those faces trying to figure out how many people are there. Or are you like all the other comedians I know who know it anyway because you're frantically ringing up to see how many tickets you've sold every 10 minutes?
What I'm doing is I'm looking at those empty chairs and working out the allegory for my failed career.
Okay, let's crack on.
It's not been true this week and it won't be true this week. Burnley, only a few tickets left come Friday.
All right, make sure you go and see him.
The Mechanics Institute.
Right, are you ready?
You're not playing Turf Moor. I thought you'd be at least in a hospitality suite on Turf Moor, if not the entire stadium.
Right, no, come stop. On. The come talking on. Stops.
Yeah.
The game begins. It's Guess Trash the Attendance. Talk. We've got five games picked at random. I've got page 19 of The Observer. Top comedian Justin Morehouse versus top journalist and friend of J.K. Rowling, Barry Glendening. Let's start... In League One, Oxford United 1, Milton Keynes Dons 0. Trevor Kettle, everyone's favourite referee, was in charge. He officiated, sent off MK Dons Potter, and it was an 88th minute winner for Oxford United. But what was the attendance? We'll start with you, Justin.
6,429.
Barry Glendening.
I think it was got to be more. I'll go 9,200.
9,179. Oh. 21 out, Barry. Well done. OK, on to game two. Let's go into League Two. A good win for Stevenage. 3-0 over Wickham Wanderers. But how many were there? Barry.
Stevenage, not a clue how big the ground is. Don't even know what it's called, I'm embarrassed to say. I'll go... League Two, you say? I'll go 5,322.
Justin Morehouse.
5,190.
Did you go higher or lower just then, Justin?
I went lower.
Lower.
It was 2,602.
Wow.
1-1.
Stevenage is not the hotbed of football we thought it was.
Clearly not.
It isn't.
Even with the glamour tie of Wickham coming.
Let's go into the Premier League. Manchester United versus Watford.
Oh, he's got to get this on the money.
2-0.
There would have been two empty seats there yesterday.
Right.
I couldn't make it. I was in North Yorkshire last night.
Okay. So how many were there?
74,103.
Okay.
Right, Justin, did you give your season ticket to someone else?
That's illegal, mate. You couldn't do that. You're not allowed to do that.
Okay. Did you sell it on that exchange thing?
Well, I wouldn't do that, mate. I wouldn't do that because I'm, you know.
All right.
Little Theo goes to his first match. He's 4 years old. Sorry, Felix. He's 4 years old. Yes, he did.
Okay. Right.
You didn't just forget the name of your own son, did you, Justin?
No, it's not. No, it's friend of the family. Okay, anyway, I'm not getting into this.
I'll go 72,411.
75,301. 2-1 to Justin. Win this and you win the game, Justin Morehouse. as we go into Scotland.
Go to a fifth one.
The Scottish Cup fifth round. Dunfermline Hamilton.
The Paws.
1-1. Yeah, massive game. Barry, what do you reckon? Dunfermline Hamilton in the Scottish Cup fifth round.
Oh, crikey. This is brutal. This is an attritional game of guessing.
It really is.
I will go.
Sometimes you just have to win ugly.
Dunfermline in the fifth round of the cup. Are the Yackies a big draw? I don't know. Jimmy Greaves made them famous.
That Scottish Cup seems to have been going on for about 6 months already.
I'll go 5,200.
Oh, mate, you've gone so high there.
Justin?
5,222.
I'm going to play the game. I'm going to say 5,024.
2,945. Oh. It's an unassailable lead. 3-1. The producer's telling me to break, but I'll defy him for this consolation match. As we go to Carrow Road, Norwich City, Nottingham Forest. I just need two numbers for you. We're really running out of time.
18,400.
Barry?
18,401.
26,831, but you are bringing the game into disrepute. 3-2 to Justin. Thanks for playing. Thanks for listening. That was Guess the Attendance. They were the best bits of our show. We hope you enjoyed them. Have a great week, etc.